Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from PowerfulForce3484 from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit and says, would I be the arsehole if I asked the father of my child to not invite the other mother of his child to my daughter's birthday? Hi, this is my first time posting, so hopefully it is done correctly. It's my daughter's birthday next month, and we are arranging a soft play party for her. This is only going to be a small party with our closest family and friends, total 8 children and roughly 11 adults. My daughter's father, we will call him Nico, and I broke up before I found out I was pregnant. We were still quite young and had different things we wanted to do or achieve, and therefore decided to go our separate ways. There were no hard feelings and we parted on very good terms. 2 months after we separated, I found out I was pregnant and let him know. And he was surprisingly happy about the pregnancy and has since been a wonderful dad and a great friend. We both decided to co-parent and that we would work to make sure we had a healthy friendship to ensure our daughter had both parents and a healthy and positive environment to grow up in. This has worked very well for us so far. Around 2 years ago, Nico had a one-night stand with a woman, we will call her Emma, and she fell pregnant also. He did say to her that he didn't want any more children, but he would support her with whatever she chose. She chose to keep the baby, and he has supported her with child support and spends time with the baby regularly. Unfortunately, they have had a few issues working out a co-parenting dynamic, and she was not happy that he did not want a romantic relationship with her, which she said had ruined the chance for her to have the family unit she always dreamed of. As a result, she refuses to let him take the baby anywhere without her being present. Example, if he wants her to see family, which is only around a 15-minute drive from her house, she has to be there, etc. This has made for some very awkward and uncomfortable encounters for me, as I am usually invited to such events due to my close relationship with all of Nico's family. I would not mind her being there under normal circumstances. However, she constantly makes snarky comments towards me and tries to play mum to my daughter right in front of me. Obviously, Nico would like to have both of his children at our daughter's birthday party. However, Emma has advised she will also need to come and will be bringing her 3 nieces and 4 nephews, which neither of us have ever met. I don't want to make anything more difficult for Nico, however, I want to be able to give my daughter a great birthday without the tense atmosphere that comes with having Emma around. I don't feel like it's fair for me to have to be uncomfortable in my own home due to all of this. I have asked a few of my friends about this and they're split, some saying I will be the arsehole and some agree with me. Would I be the arsehole? Nah, not the arsehole, and you know, Nico needs to be sorted this stuff out. The pressure shouldn't be put on you, and I found it absolutely bizarrely out there that, you know, she said, oh, I'm also going to be bringing 7 other kids, which you've never ever met with you as well. That's some weird behavior. But Grave Girl says, not the arsehole, but why hadn't Nico gone to court and got the situation taken care of? His other child's mum does not need to be present every time he has her, and the only reason this is happening is because he's not doing anything to stop it. He needs to go to court and get it fixed. He's entitled to spend time with his child without having to have her a part of it. I'm thinking if you deny him the ability to be around your child unless he fixes the problem, he will fix it fast. Otherwise, it may be entirely possible he's lying about the situation with this woman for some reason. Accomplished Pen says, neither he or she has the right to invite 4 extra kids to a party they are guests at. apologize to Nico and tell him he can celebrate his daughter's birthday at a later time, at his choice and expense. And it wasn't just four extra kids, it was seven. Four nephews, three nieces. And again, just going down that path, what's the parents of these four nephews and three nieces thinking as well? Oh yeah, aunt's coming and she's taking you to some random person's house for a birthday party. What the fuck? Ad Groundbreaking says, not the arsehole. The baby doesn't get a plus eight. How bizarre. Look, while it must be nice from a family perspective for the sibling to be there, your child will be fine if the under 18 month old isn't there, and the baby won't have a clue anyway. This woman is insisting that she has as many guests as your kid. That's not normal or acceptable. She also isn't transporting eight kids, so who else is showing up? You have no idea how well behaved these kids are, and your daughter, the birthday girl, doesn't even know them. Tell him no, she doesn't get to control shared daughter's birthday party. Maybe at a different time, but soon. I think you need to have a gentle but firm conversation, because he is your girlfriend and the issue is also affecting your shared daughter. That it is time he went the legal route to obtain custody and visitation of this baby. The baby is old enough to be away from the mum, and he is capable of caring for a baby. The mum isn't being reasonable, fair, or even acting in the best interest of the child, so he needs to get legal custody sorted. He needs to grow a bit of a backbone with this woman and establish some healthy boundaries. Encourage him to speak to a lawyer that week. So OP gives an update in the comments and says, hi everyone, thank you for your judgments and comments. I do have a small update, but I'm unsure on how updating works, so I'm putting it here. If it's wrong, please let me know. As my previous comment, Nico wasn't aware of this as she messaged me directly late last night and wanted to get a different perspective before having a serious sit down with him, as I was this close to my final straw in a long line for problems relating to Emma. Before I get into what's gone on today, I would like to provide a few responses to common things mentioned in the comments, with regards to him taking her to court. This is something he has considered and kept documentation of everything happening for, however he wanted to try and make it work outside of having to get lawyers involved. Both me and his family agree he should have done this long ago, however it was his problem and decision to make. Nico did have a vasectomy not long before the one night stand with Emma, which obviously failed. I agree, extra precaution could have been made, however it is also not down to me. He's not been with her since and does not see her one-on-one due to how she has acted since. So when he sees his daughter there is always a third party there, whether that is his parents or hers, etc. Me and Emma do not usually have contact outside of events we are both invited to, and I generally steer clear of her, even then. She is actually blocked on all social platforms and does not have my number due to the verbal abuse she threw at me throughout her pregnancy. I was not involved in her pregnancy in any shape or form, however she was obviously not included in Nico's family functions until the baby was born. She usually makes new accounts to send me messages, like the one yesterday, which I just screenshot and ignore. So for the update, I called Nico over to the main house this morning. We both live on the same property. Me and my daughter live in the main house and Nico lives in a smaller house on the property. I showed him both the messages from Emma and this post and comments before anything. He did completely agree with many of the comments and thankfully didn't mind me posting here for advice. We did have a great chat where I made my boundaries very clear with regards to wanting no further contact with Emma. I also advised I have absolutely no problem with his other daughter and she is always welcome without Emma. I made it very clear that I would never give him any ultimatums regarding our daughter, but he can't keep letting Emma walk all over him. It is not fair on anyone in this situation, least of all the child. He did also call his uncle for recommendations on family law attorney, as his uncle owns a firm, however he specializes in environmental law. Nico did show that he had been keeping a record of everything that had happened over the year and a bit, so there isn't any other way she can spin the situation. Nico also arranged a meeting with both his parents. Emma's mother and myself were around lunchtime. I had advice that I don't feel that I should be included, however he asked me to join as a lot of problems that have arisen are due to her hate towards me. He didn't inform Emma everyone would be attending, so she would show up, and also asked her to leave the baby with one of her sisters. She did show up, dressed to the nines, and was visibly angry when she realized that he did not want to spend time with her alone. Once she also realized everyone else that was there, she masked her annoyance and greeted all of the parents warmly. When we all sat down, Nico started telling her the message she sent me last night was completely unacceptable and would not under any circumstance be happening. He advised that he has done everything he can to try and make the best of the situation, but he can't do it anymore. He made her aware of his intentions to speak with a lawyer to have an official agreement for everything relating to the child in place. She did try to argue this, but her mother told her to let him finish. He advised he would still pay the child support he has been, double the recommended amount, but he will be having visitation with just his child and not her. He said the way she has been acting has been outrageous and he should have done this at the very beginning. Interestingly, her mother was unaware of pretty much everything she has been doing and was very unhappy with Emma. She also provided us with some information that none of us were aware of. When Emma had the one-night stand with Nico, she was actually in a long-term relationship with her partner, 5 years. They had been doing long distance for 8 months at the time due to him caring for his mother in another country. When Emma had found out she was pregnant, she visited him in an attempt to pass the child off as his, however realized she wouldn't get away with it due to the different ethnicity between the both men. Her boyfriend had broken up with her and this essentially led to her clinging on to Nico. Her mother was appalled by everything that has been going on and told Emma that she was disappointed in her and that she clearly needed to seek therapy and none of this is normal or acceptable. This is getting quite long, so I'll try to cut it down a bit. The outcome of the meeting was that moving forward, Emma will not be present at any gatherings or visits Nico has with his daughter. Her mother will do pickups and drop-offs to ensure that she stays away. They have set days for each parent and this will all be put in an agreement that will be signed by them both. If it is not upheld, he will then take her to court. Emma did apologize for everything she had been putting us through and agreed to do therapy, but time will tell if that is genuine. I just want to thank you all for your comments. I think it gave Nico the kick he needed to stand up and put a stop to it all, and hopefully things will improve moving forward. And that was OP's last update currently, and a lot of people saying that Nico at this point should be looking at a paternity test. They're saying, you know, vasectomies can fail sometimes and there's that possibility, especially with Emma's previous behavior, etc. But what do you guys make of this situation? What path do you think this is going to take next? Oh, dearie me. Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And our next story does come with an update as well. It's from Purple Phoenix 2 and says, I, 29 female, am a photographer who does nude and erotic content. My boyfriend, 30 male, is uncomfortable with it. I'm a photographer and a big part of my work is nude and erotic content. Different people may have different ideas about it, but I actually enjoy the work very much and it's a very good business. I've been with my boyfriend for over a year now and even though he initially showed no problem with what I do, he has recently told me multiple times that he finds what I do a little inappropriate and he doesn't feel comfortable with it. When I ask him what parts of my work he has trouble with, He says that he doesn't feel right when he thinks about the fact that I spend most of my day around nude people or work on their pictures. He hasn't pushed me, but he suggested more than a few times to expand my area of work and focus on more normal photography tasks. Most of my clients are either young couples, usually pregnant, young to middle-aged females, and working girls, to whom I give a discount to, which my boyfriend is not a fan of. It's not like I'm working with hot guys all day. I may get a few single guy clients every couple of months, and they're usually gay escorts. This keeps getting brought up more and more regularly these days, and I try to explain each time why I shouldn't be as worried, and or why I can't just stop and be a normal photographer, as he puts it. But things get nowhere and he goes back to the first step just a couple of days later. Now, I couldn't see anything about the length of the relationship, how long they've been together, etc., etc. But I hate these stories where people get with someone and then try to change them in this way. It's just like, what the fuck? I doubt very much that this was a surprise to the boyfriend, that what OP's job is and what it entails, etc., etc. So then to go into it and then try to change things because of your own insecurities is just like, oh man, it's never going to end well, is it? And simply put, if this is a job that, if you enjoy your job, you enjoy doing it from what it sounds like your post that you do, don't stop doing it for someone else. That's very, very much a him problem. But first commenter says, it doesn't matter if you're a porn set fluffer who exclusively works on clown porn. If he didn't want to date someone in that profession, he shouldn't have started dating you. Don't stop doing what you enjoy or modifying it in any way, unless it's what's best for you and what you want to do independently. Gen Zero says, this is your professional job. This is not some sexual fantasy that you're playing out. This is how you generate income and is your passion, and you've probably already established yourself in that marketplace as that type of photographer. Do not let him dictate what you do for your job. FKDH says, do you ever think to yourself, my contribution to society and my world is taking nudie pics? Then smile and pat yourself on the back. Because you should. I'm happy that you're happy with your work. Keep being happy. Stop doing things that make you unhappy. That commenter had me in the first half, I'm not gonna lie. A commenter relates to OP's story and says, I'm a photographer who had been in a similar situation with a boyfriend, so I can totally relate. When I was in my early 20s, I was really into nightlife photography and started getting some really great opportunities in my city. Nightlife photography was on the come ups and I was in the heart of it. My boyfriend at the time, out of nowhere, decided he wasn't comfortable with me partying and talking to a bunch of male strangers. He told me to stop, and I did. Looking back, I regret it so, so much. I was so passionate about what I was shooting at the time and missed out on a lot of opportunities because of it. I'd finally found a genre of photography that I was truly good at and made my life so fulfilling for me. And I let him take that away from me in the form of an ultimatum. We broke up a year later anyway, so it was all for nothing. I had to work hard to become relevant again, but I'd already been replaced at my old spots. But I learned a very important lesson. It's not a good idea to date someone who isn't supportive of the things that make you happiest in life. If photography is a big part of your identity, then sorry boyfriend, it's a part of the package. You're immortalizing people, touching their lives and making them feel beautiful. That's a really big deal. Keep doing that. He has every right to have his own opinions and consider it a deal breaker, but so do you. Someone suggested to OP to take him to a shoot to make him feel comfortable, and OP says, I really can't bring him to a shoot, as my clients trust me with their privacy. Seeing how it's done might help him, but I really can't do it. Of course, I have normal portraits as well, but anyone who Googles my name will know what I do most. What other people might think is definitely part of his concerns, but I'm not ashamed of what I do. And whoever thinks badly of me because of it isn't really someone I want to be around. And I have safer work portfolios, but I'm known for nude and erotic content for the most part. Bringing him to a shoot might really help. I have a feeling that at least some of your clients would be okay with his presence. And quotes, bringing him to a shoot might really help. I have a feeling that at least some of your clients would be okay with his presence. If you asked them beforehand and told them, they are free to ask him to leave at any time. The single females would likely be uncomfortable, but maybe a couple or escort would be willing. It's worth asking if you get the chance, and don't think it will risk your business. And OP says, there are a few working girls I regularly work with, so I can probably ask, especially since I'm already giving them a discount. I really don't want to review somewhere online that says, she insisted that I agree to her boyfriend standing there and watch me nude. That's bad for business and very unprofessional. People walk in with the expectation that their privacy is the highest priority. Yeah, and I absolutely agree with that. This is a professional business. I couldn't imagine saying to a client, oh yeah, do you mind if my boyfriend just stands in the corner over there and watches what we do? Or you're stood in the middle of the room, butt bollock naked. If a photographer said that to me, I'd be side-eyeing their business because that is just weird as fuck. But OP says, what happened before, and then shares a link and then says, okay, have an update. In short, I dumped him. Long, I decided to have a final conversation with him. Explained to him that this is my job and this is what I want to do and this is what I will do. He knew this very well before we got involved with me and things will not change. I told him that we won't have this conversation ever again if he can't accept this. We both should move on. He told me that he accepts it. Good. A week later, he sarcastically asked me about how my day felt like after spending hours looking at dicks and pussies, quoting him. I found it very offensive. Not only that he's disrespecting my profession, there's a million things more to nude art than dicks and pussies. He's being very immature. This is something a 14-year-old boy would say, not a 30-year-old man. I let it slide. Later that night, he told me that he has thought hard about the discussion we had last week. I told him that I thought that was done and we weren't going to bring it up again. He said that he was out with some important colleagues and one of them invited him to a party and asked if he's married or what. He said that once he told his colleagues that his girlfriend was a photographer, the colleagues showed interest and asked what type. He had to lie and say that I do personal events because he didn't feel proud of what I did. My response was that he should have told him the truth. He said he couldn't. I told him to do it next time. The next day when I was back from work, I saw that he had printed a lot of pictures of genitals. Not nudes art, but genitals, and put them on the wall. I asked what was going on. He told me, this is your legacy. This is what you will show our children as your job if we have them. Okay, that was the end of my patience, and I broke up with him, and I'm happy that I did. What a fucking idiot. And how bizarre is that behavior at the very end there? Going on to some search engine to search up, you know, penises and vaginas, printing them out, also wasting all that ink with a printer, holy moly, and taping them to the wall and then saying, this is your legacy. How weird is that behavior, man? I remember my job before I started doing YouTube and, you know, I was a content creator at that job. And part of my job was working with a photographer, which worked across the road from us, thank goodness. So his studio was there and I'd go across and was filming various products that we sold. And the skills, it's not just about, you know, quickly taking a snap, but the lighting and, you know, the little tricks that he knew to set things up. We had a lot of big machinery that was like, or that was either like chrome on the front or it was like brushed steel, so it was incredibly shiny and had to be polished before the photo shoot, so there's no fingerprints because you see everything in these photo shoots. You know, he told me to use WD-40 to clean brushed steel. Absolutely worked a treat. But the first issue he was having is, you know, when he was taking a photo, you get the reflection on the machine of the camera and all the setup and stuff. He just went, oh yeah, I got a plan for this, and then came out of nowhere with this, like, with a huge board. I don't know where he got it from, and it had like just a small hole cut in the middle for the lens of the camera to poke through, and then you couldn't see the reflection anymore. It's just like, you know, I wouldn't have thought of that shit. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? What do you think of his behavior at the very end there? Holy moly. Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.